Wake up weekday mornings, LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 LI News Radio.
Late edition, always great to have him though. Economist Marty Cantor is the director of the Long Island Center for Socioeconomic Policy. And nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on this Valentine's Day. Marty, how are you, sir?
I'm just fine, Jay. How are you?
Doing well. You know, the sales tax revenues numbers coming out yesterday in both counties, and I guess it exceeded the budgets by millions. Thus, you know, one could see maybe reflecting a pretty good economy here, although I have other ways you can look at it. You know, you look at Suffolk as far as what they did, $20 million plus over budget. That's a rate of 4.46% over 2017. Nassau revenues were 18.2 Marty million over budget for 2018. That was up by 3.3% over that same year. Does it really kind of say, you know what, we're in pretty good shape here?
Well, not really. Well, yes. First of all, we're in good shape because more Long Islanders are working. And the unemployment rate is pretty much record low, so you have more people contributing and spending. The other thing, though, is remember the early part of 2018, the Trump tax cut came into effect, so people had more money in their take-home pay than they had the previous year. So this is could also be an indication of a sudden spurt of spending because of more take-home pay. However, we're hearing reports now that refunds will be less, which makes sense. If you have more money taken out of your, if you have more money in your net pay, and you have less withholding, then obviously you're going to have less refunds. But I think that's part of it. I don't think it portends that the economy is going to keep on going this way. I mean, it just can't. You know, we're at the tail end of a bull market in the stock market. People are feeling good about their finances, and when you feel good, you spend more. And we all know that you can go from feeling good to feeling bad in a heartbeat. So I don't think, you know, I just don't think at this point you can consider it that we're on a trend. And I mean, it takes, you know, there's an old expression, you know, once is an incident, twice is a coincidence, three times is a trend. So we have to see what the numbers come in this year to see if we're really trending in a positive economic growth.
Marty Cantor with us discussing the economics. See, I look at the overall picture of the county. Yes, people are spending. I guess that means the paychecks are coming in pretty good. And, you know, they are kind of contributing somewhat and buying at will. But, you see, I look at the overall picture as far as the county. And I look at the county in complete disarray as far as finances. I look at the amount of debt that they've achieved over the last 10 years. You know, the sales tax revenue, to me, is somewhat of a misnomer, and I say that because of the debt service payments that have to be shelled out this year. You know, and pretty much, to me at least, that's going to eat up most of the profits that we see in this category. Would you say that's true?
Oh, that is true. I mean, you know, we have to make the differentiation between is the economy going well and are county finances doing better. Obviously, county finances are not doing better. It depends upon how each executive uses that money. I mean, clearly, you've got $20 million more, I believe, in Suffolk and a little less in Nassau. And when you consider that debt in Nassau County is over $1.2 billion, and similarly in Suffolk, it's a drop in the bucket in terms of what these sales tax revenues will mean to outstanding debt. So when you consider are the finances of the county doing better because of better economy, no, they're not. Both county executives, spend and borrow. You know, to maintain current services, and there's not really a real defined effort to reduce spending so you can reduce that debt. So in that case, you're correct.
I mean, and also, you know, you have to look at the picture as far as where we live. You know, you look at the fees that installed here from this county, from the county executive. I mean, let's face it is what it is, folks. You know, you look at the fees, Marty, for the parks, You look at the fees for the security alarms, mortgages, you know, those are all increasing. You know, this red light camera stuff and everything else, you know, listen, they have to find some sort of a stream of revenue somewhere. But the county is also, let's face it, they have increased property taxes. And I'm talking about in the police district. You know, I'm talking about the five western towns, you know, by more than $100 million in the last 6 or 7 years. But you have to put that into this equation here, to be fair.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jay. You know, when you consider, you know, county finances, the county finances and the police contracts and which is the largest part of the budget, they are hot. You know, we're seeing the results because we have low crime rates in the region. But yeah, the county budgets are pretty much structurally imbalanced, have been that way for years. A drop in the bucket increase in sales tax revenues are not going to make the county's finances any better. So, like I said, if you make the differentiation, the distinction between is the Long Island economy doing better, the answer is yes. Is that strong economy benefiting the finances of the county? The answer is no.
Yeah, pretty much, and that was the case. And good, we clear that. I just want to clear that up because, you know, it was a little foggy as far as, yes, you know, it's great to have the sale. You know, it's always good when we hear the budgets and they have the union concessions in there, which, of course, no settlement with the union. So I don't know what that's all about. And also the sales tax, because now, you know, and I thought, listen, that was a good thing the two county executives did. They fought for it. And I credited them for that. The fact that, listen, there's so much internet spending now. Why shouldn't Long Island get its fair share, Marty?
Well, the interesting part is that internet sales are only about 3% of total retail sales. So if you tax, and a lot of people when they do their shopping, if you shop at Amazon or some of these big big internet sellers, they already collect sales tax. So I don't think you can see such a big bump, you know, on it. My only concern, I'm not for taxing internet sales for one reason. It's giving more money to the county executives to spend. If those sales taxes for internet sales were earmarked specifically to start paying down debt to make the county finances healthier, I probably would be more supportive of the internet sales. But if that's going to be extra money for both county executives to spend, then, you know, you're just putting good money after bad money, in my opinion.
No question. Marty Cantor with us. One more thing, Marty, before we let you go, move on. And, you know, you bring up the whole Amazon thing and, of course, the city and the state ponying it up, $3 billion in grants, credits, 25 years. You know, listen, it is what it is. Trying to lure them here. I know the mayor has been very supportive, obviously, for obvious reasons. Let's put it that way. Is it really fair, though? I mean, you're talking about tax breaks beyond the realm to bring them in, the jobs and guests and everything else. I mean, what's the overall assessment of Marty Cantor here regarding Amazon?
Well, here's the point. Other localities were offering more incentives than New York did. The New York incentives are basically phased in as jobs are created. Amazon, we need Amazon here. However, the reality is, Amazon needed a northeast hub with plenty of transportation infrastructure, which we have, airports, subways, railroads. We have a high-tech skilled workforce. Governor Cuomo possibly overpay for Amazon? Possibly. Or New York City is providing big tax. The mayor is bemoaning that he doesn't have enough money for the subways, yet he's giving away, I think, $600 million in property tax incentives for Amazon. My big concern is that there was no transparency in this. It was negotiated in silence. And the fact is, when you're spending close to $2.3 to $3 billion of taxpayers' dollars, I think we should know more about the deal and more about the negotiations. And forget about all this confidentiality stuff. When you're spending taxpayers' dollars, there can't be confidentiality.
Marty, I feel like a fleecing beyond has been put forth to the governor and the mayor on this. I'm sorry. Let's face it. New York had to pay a little bit more to cover their costs, Amazon's. Don't forget, you're using all union construction guys. And if that's the deal, you know, let's face it. The taxpayers are the ones who are getting fleeced here. And the overall thing, you know, listen, I don't want to hear about the creation of, what, 2,500 jobs a year? I mean, when you think about the overall picture, to me, that's just a drop in the bucket of the city's employment growth in the last, 10, 11 years. So, you know, that's really nothing when you think about it. So, to me, as you said in the beginning, this is where they wanted to be anyway. Who wouldn't want to be right in the heart of New York?
Well, that's right. And New York is creating a high-tech center. You know, we have Google here, who, by the way, expanded without any incentive in lower Manhattan. So, and the other thing, the governor there is bemoaning the fact that he has a shortfall of $2.3 billion in estimated tax payments, yet he's saying, well, I'll spend $2.3 billion on Amazon. You know, meanwhile, taxpayers this year are going to be adversely impacted because who knows what the governor is going to cut to cover $2.3 billion. You know, the other thing is, the budget's out of balance, and people are hurting because taxes have gone up. Businesses are fleeing, and people are fleeing New York State. We're the third largest people who out-migrate. And, the new budget is not doing anything to make New York State, and in our case, Long Island, more affordable for people who want to stay here. There's a lot of things to like about the Amazon deal, a lot of things to question and not like, especially the dollars that it costs to get them here.
No question. No question. You talk about a fleecing. Wow. Other way around. Marty Kanner, always a pleasure. Director. What a job he does. Director of the Long Island Center for Socioeconomic Policy. Economist extraordinaire, I always say about Mr. Kanner. A pleasure, sir. Can't wait to have you on again.
Good. Thank you so much, Jay. Anytime.